enough game. You can take my bitch, I will not hate you. Try to clown or put you down, cause I got bitches all over this town. Yeah, I was sitting here singing to myself and I thought, fuck it, I'm gonna just fucking record this shit. We call it a podcast. I mean, I've called worse things a podcast. I put shit on the internet that no motherfucker should ever be forced to listen to, even if they're being tortured. Hell, I wouldn't make motherfucking my worst enemy. Well, alright, maybe not my worst enemies. Alright, actually, yeah, there are some people I would make listen to it. Yeah, fuck them.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Furious cock has something to keep it coming.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. Spock, where's my ship? It's my William Shatner impersonation. Greetings, motherfuckers. It is the great one himself. It is the founder of the Cynical Opinion Society. I'm right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I've never been wrong. You can go fuck yourself. And this is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile. My intellect comes in and destroys motherfucking statist all around the world. It does not matter. Right-wing statist, left-wing statist, homo statist, femistatist, commie statist, fucking anarcho statist, motherfucking techno statist, fucking nerd statist, fucking whatever kind of fucking purple-haired statist you are, doesn't matter. If you're sitting around going, oh my god, how, if there wasn't the government, how would we have roads? Well, who would build roads? Okay, if you think you need a government to build roads, you're a fucking statist and you need the shit slapped out of you. Alright, greetings. It is the 11th of April in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019. Gotta remember to do my fucking income taxes. It's already done. Everything's filled out. I just need to write the check. Because I send the government money. I don't let them hold on to my money, interest-free, and then reimburse it to me. I'll be like, well, I'm getting money back from the government. No, you're not getting money back from the government, you fucking dumbass. That was your money. The government was holding it for you. You're not getting anything back. So I don't do that shit. I got it all pretty much worked out. I owe, what is it, like $120? I say I've got it worked out in the sense that I've got everything balanced so that each year when I owe my income taxes, I owe some amount. Oh fuck, but I got to do my state taxes. Goddamn Colorado, fuck you and you fucking dope smokers. I completely forgot about state taxes. I gotta fucking do that. Thank God the state taxes at least are pretty goddamn easy. But I got everything balanced out. Once again, I need a fucking clipboard. I need a piece of paper. Nothing anywhere in sight. Hang on.
Here's one right here.
The fuck is this? The fuck is all of this? I know what that is. That's another project I'm supposed to be working on that I'm not fucking working on. Because I'm a fucking loser. Let's put this over there. Let's file that in the 14. Okay, should be nice if I had a writing device.
There we go. Fuck.
Alright, it's going to be one of those days. State taxes. Writing that on the list. All right. Anyhow, I got it figured out so that every year I do send money to the government. It's less than $200. Now, the state income tax, I usually get something back on that. Typically about $60 range or something. Nothing exciting. But, you know, it works out. Okay. We're going to see. I really kind of doubt we're going to make it through this in one episode. This is going on and on forever. What is this, like part 9 or some shit? And my mug of hot tea. Because there's a lot that I want to read through. Well, great one. Why don't you just fucking get on with it? Okay. Anyhow, the email address, if you want to send me comments, God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIVSOC.com on the interwebs. Send your email there. Here we go. The Millennial's Guide to Changing the World, a new generation's handbook to being yourself and living with purpose, written by in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher. By the way, just throw this out. In the previous episodes in this series, I was linking to in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher's website. If you go to the website, she has a hit counter on the pages, and you can see how many times her pages have been visited. And last time I was there, it was about 60 or something, and about 10 of those were me. So for an in-demand author and consultant, there are not a whole lot of people going to her website. All right. Hang on. I got to go do something. I'm going to pause this because we're going to try to be time effective. I'm going to be right back. All right. Done fucking off. Let's get this party started. Okay. We're going deep today with in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher. Examining white male privilege. It's no secret. White men rule the world. Yeah, they do, because in European countries where white men came from, white men did things like inventing, the wheel, fire. Well, I don't know where fire was invented. That was an exaggeration. The printing press, the steam engine, electricity, all these useful things, refrigeration, automobiles. Wait, automobile invented the United States by the descendants of Europeans. Meanwhile, in other countries, on other continents, like Africa and Australia and North America and South America before white people showed up, there was no technological advancement whatsoever. Their societies were in complete stagnation. Complete technological and scientific stagnation. Okay, Europe moving forward. China moving forward. Japan move forward, stagnate, move forward, stagnate. Russia moving forward. India, other Asian countries besides China and Japan, stagnation. Australia, stagnation. Africa, stagnation. North America, stagnation. South America, let's fucking sacrifice a bunch of fucking virgins by cutting their hearts out, because if we don't give a bunch of fucking human blood to the sun, then who's going to solve the solar eclipses? Right? Yeah, white men rule the world. You know why? Because we're not stupid and we're not lazy. We don't sit around and go, I couldn't do anything today because there's a wage gap. Yeah, I was gonna get a job today and make some money and actually pay my own bills, but oh my God, the wage gap jumped out and stopped me. Yes, white men rule the world. That's why you have a fucking iPhone. That's why you have the printing press to print your fucking bullshit fucking book. That's why you have the internet to put up your fucking website that nobody goes to except me in order to read the bullshit you wrote on it and make fun of you for calling yourself in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher instead of calling yourself dumb stupid bitch. When we look at the CEOs of large corporations and political leaders, we see overwhelmingly white men. Right, And these political leader white men are voted for by women and minorities who outnumber white men in the United States. And these white men running the corporations are at the top of the corporations because the corporations have a bunch of money. We've been over this before. Oh, great one. I don't think you've ever explained this to us before. Why, we're going to be so excited to hear something that you haven't repeated 17 fucking times already. Okay, let's see. For the 18th fucking time, let me explain this to you stupid motherfucking people out there who need to have the shit beat out of you. Corporations are rich and have a bunch of money to pay their CEOs, who are white men, because you dumb fuckers buy the shit the corporations are selling. And who spends most of the money? It would be women. Women spend most of the money. Women make most of the purchasing decisions. Every broad out there with a fucking iPhone. Okay, that's why Apple, run by a bunch of white guys, has more money than any other nation on the planet Earth. Okay, because you fucking broads can't live without your fucking iPhones so that you can go on the fucking Instagram and attention whore. We're doing great. We're 11 minutes into the podcast and I've read two sentences. It's going to be a long fucking day. Over the course of history, white men have colonized and homogeneized cultures and economies all over the world, and their legacy of imperialism continues today as they continue to remove other disparate identities that challenge their dominance. Yes, white men have homogeneized the world. Like if you go to anywhere in Africa, all you see is white people with Taylor Swift t-shirts. That's it, man. Go to India, it's just white people wearing Taylor Swift t-shirts. Japan. Go to Japan, it's a bunch of fucking white people, and they all listen to Taylor Swift. We white men continue to remove other disparate identities that challenge our dominance. I have a newsflash, there is no challenge to our dominance. Now, white men are going to get replaced, but those who replace them are not going to be dominant. When white men get replaced, they will be replaced by inferior people, and your cell phones aren't going to work anymore. Right? The stagnation that affected most of the globe, except for Europe, China, Japan, Russia, that stagnation is now going to take effect every place where white men lose their dominance. It's clear that the current system we've inherited is by their design. Yes, because we did all the work. The system is by our design. Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, all the great philosophical and political thinkers throughout history. Yes, see, I agree. Democracy is fucked up because these same stupid fucking white men sat around and went, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if we let just everyone vote? You just metabolize oxygen and carbon dioxide for 18 years and we'll let you vote. What a great idea. Yes, I agree. That was stupider than fuck. And the white men who came up with that should have the shit beat out of them. Yes, the system was designed by white men because white men have done all the fucking work. You're free to go design your own system. You can leave anytime. Please get together and go to California and secede. Build a wall. Go make your own system that's not created by white men. I'd love that. Just don't culturally appropriate anything. Be sure you turn back over. Be sure you leave behind all the things created by white men that you're culturally appropriating. You know, automobiles, roads, cell phones, computers, electricity, central heat and air, Band-Aids, penicillin, all that stuff, brain surgery. Be sure you leave all that behind. It's clear that the current system we've inherited is by their design, and it causes the suffering of other social groups who have been overlooked, unfairly treated, and discriminated against in sometimes life or death cases of enslavement and abuse. Now remember, this is a book written by a millennial for millennials about how to be yourself and live with a purpose. Everything is the fault. White men, they've caused the suffering of other social groups. We're unfairly treating people. We discriminate. We enslave and we abuse. It's true that not all white men are consciously and directly creating oppressive institutions. Not all white men are like that. No, some white men are your beta male allies. They have no testosterone. They eat a lot of soy. They're more than happy to debase themselves for your approval. It's true that not all white men are consciously and directly creating oppressive institutions, but they are living in a system where patriarchy is already entrenched and from which they benefit. If you pick any average, well-intentioned white man off the street and blame him for all society's woes, he will look at you in bewilderment and say, "Who, me?" Because you see, white men are responsible for all of society's woes. Yes, that random man probably isn't directly... And just listen to the fucking... What do we call these? The newspeak words as they roll out here, right? We've got colonized... homogeneized, imperialism, disparate identities, dominance, discriminated, enslavement, abuse, oppressive, patriarchy, entrenched, benefit, well-intentioned. Listen to all the newspeak words. Yes, that random man probably isn't directly responsible for the racial profiling of African Americans or the existence of the KKK. How did we make it this long without hearing about the KKK? My goodness, in demand, author and consultant Allison Lee Scher, how did you not get KKK in there sooner? Don't worry, guys. I'm sure Hitler is coming up. However, what he likely doesn't realize is that his life experience is inherently privileged at the expense of others because he's a white male. Time and time again, white men receive free get-out-of-jail passes. They are provided better opportunities than others, and their voices dominate the conversation. All of this is normalized in our world. Yes, I know whenever white people break the law, they never go to jail. We get all the good opportunities. I mean, certainly affirmative action always benefits us. No white man has ever lost an opportunity to go to college or get a job or get a promotion because of affirmative action. All your opportunities belong to us. And our voices dominate the conversation. I mean, if you go on Twitter, all you see is white men talking about how awesome white men are. Turn on the news. I mean, my God, look, turn on CNN. All you see is white men talking about how fucking amazing white men are. CNN, MSNBC, it's just nothing but white men talking about white men. Go to a college campus, walk into any classroom, there's going to be a white man up there telling the students, who are mostly white men because only white men are allowed to go to college thanks to their inherent privilege, it's going to be a white man talking to all of these white male students about how great white men are. What's fascinating is that these fucking cunts like in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher, they don't understand why they're hated by white men. This is the explanation. I am reading to you the reason why people like in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher are hated by white men who have jobs. To not have to deal with or even see the hardships others experience daily because of your skin color or gender or sexual orientation or degree of your physical and mental abilities is the definition of privilege. No, sweetie, we see the suffering. This is one of the faults of white men, is that they see your fucking suffering, and because they're suffering from white guilt, they're trying to help you. Where do you think all the fucking welfare comes from? Where do you think the free birth control comes from? What do you think Bill Gates is spending all this fucking money he made selling his fucking operating system and his shitty ass Microsoft Word to fucking help poor people all over the world? Sweetheart, the only people on the planet Earth who are alleviating any fucking suffering is white men. And if they had any fucking sense, they'd stop. It's important that each of us examines it, because once you recognize your privilege, you can make the first steps towards changing this status quo. Now, sweetheart, any privilege I have, I've earned, and I'm not going to change a fucking thing. I want you to die. I want you to die. I'm not one of these fucking white men who feels fucking bad about being a white man and wants to fucking bail you out every time you fuck up. I'm here to turn off the welfare. Plus, having privilege doesn't make a person happy. Really? Having privilege doesn't make people happy. Okay. So your privilege to get an abortion because abortion's not illegal, that doesn't make you happy? Now, I'm pretty sure privilege does make people happy. This is right up there with people. Well, having money doesn't make you happy. Really? Okay. Here, I get an idea. You give me all your money, we'll see if I'm happy, and we'll see if you're still happy. Money doesn't buy happiness. Well, you just don't know where to shop. Yeah, privilege doesn't make you happy. Really? I don't know. I bet these people with all this fucking privilege, I bet they're pretty fucking happy. Many white men live in misery. Yeah, I can't figure out why. When they live in a society where everyone around them hates them and says, look at you, you're privileged just because you're white. You think you're better than me because you're white. You're not doing enough to help poor people because you're a white man. You're racist because you're a white man. You're sexist because you're a white man. When they're being, some people, they don't know how to look at this kind of bullshit. Like, some white men would read what I'm reading right now and they would feel bad about it. This would affect them negatively. They would sit here because they're weak. Okay, unlike in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher, I understand that not all white men are like that. Some white men are superior. They're the ones who created electricity and the printing press and the iPhone. Some white men are inferior. They are pajama boys. Okay, and the inferior white men will read these words and they will think this shit is for real. And it will make them unhappy because they will want to atone for the way they oppressed all of those Native Americans and black people, you know, back when they owned slaves in the South. Even though they've never lived in the South. They never lived in the days when we had slavery. But they still feel bad about it because it's shoved down their throat constantly. Not everybody can look at this shit, read these fucking words, listen to shit like racism, sexism, fucking global warming, and just laugh at it and recognize that it's just stupid, parasitical pieces of shit trying to manipulate other people into feeling bad so as to give the parasites free stuff. Not to mention all the studies we keep seeing in the news. The news! Telling us about how more women are unhappy than men. Imagine that. Anyhow, let us keep reading. Many white men live in misery. Okay, because many, which is not a number or even a percentage, many white men live in misery, therefore having privilege doesn't make a person happy. Those things have nothing to do with each other. Because just because you're a white man, you don't have privilege. Not to mention the fact, see, privilege. This is another one of those words that people, I'm not going to debate privilege because it doesn't exist. It's this made up thing when you say, well, this person is privileged. Okay, everybody is privileged somehow. There's not like only one form of privilege, right? And it's not like being a boy or a girl where you either have a penis or a vagina. You have an X and an X chromosome or you have an X and a Y chromosome. It's binary. It's one or the other. It is empirical. It can be empirically validated with objective, verifiable evidence. X and X or X and Y. Okay? Privilege is not like that. Privilege is this amorphous, nebulous word that doesn't mean a fucking thing. Okay, you bring me a low IQ black woman and she's got all the privilege in the world because all she has to do is point at a man and say hashtag me too. That's it. And that man will be put through the ringer. That man will be publicly humiliated, publicly attacked. He may be arrested. He may go to jail. He could lose his job. He could lose his wife. He could lose his children. He could lose his home. He could lose all of his money. So don't fucking sit here and tell me you don't have any fucking privilege. Everybody's got privilege in different scenarios. Privilege is a stupid fucking word. And anyone who uses the word privilege outside of the context of making fun of it like I am right now, if you use the word privilege in a sentence like seriously, even if you're a fucking anarcho-capitalist, you need to have the shit beat out of you because there's no such fucking thing. There's no such thing. It is a completely fucking made up concept. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, white middle-aged men have the highest suicide rates of any population, accounting for 7 of the 10. Too bad in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher is not also in-demand author, consultant, and editor Allison Lee share. All right, here's what the sentence actually says. White middle-aged men have the highest suicide rates of any population, accounting for 7 of the 10 suicides in 2016. So in 2016, there were 10 suicides. 10. And of the 10, I'm quoting to you from the book, written by In Demand, author and consultant Allison Lee Scheer, written for millennials to teach them how to be themselves and live with a purpose. This is a quote. Of the 10 suicides in 2016, there were 10 suicides in the entire year of 2016. 7 of them were men. I'm sorry, if there were only 10 suicides in the year 2016, this is not a crisis. This is not a problem. Great one. There were more. Shut up. I'm sorry. Are you calling In Demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scheer a liar? In her book, right here, it says 7 of the 10 suicides in 2016. I do believe, you know what? You need to check your fucking privilege. Okay, if you're disagreeing with Allison Lee Scheer, In Demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scheer, about the fact that there were only 10 suicides in the year 2016, you need to check your motherfucking privilege. You know, you're not recognizing the hardships that In Demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scheer has to go through as a white woman in North America. So you need to just back the fuck up. Let's also consider, in all seriousness now, middle-aged white men are also the people who are being replaced by mud people. They are the people who are being divorced and divorce raped by their women. And they are the people who are being skipped over for raises and promotions thanks to affirmative action. So gosh, I can't figure out why they might have high suicide rates. However, females attempt suicide twice as often as men. Yes, once again, because women are twice as incompetent as men. Women try to kill themselves, they can't even do that. And we say, I don't know why, there's a wage gap because of the patriarchy. No, there's a wage gap because women can't even manage to fucking kill themselves. How hard can that be? How hard can it be to kill yourself? Stand in front of a train, fall off the top of a building. It's not that difficult. This is why women don't make as much money as men, because you're just fucking incompetent. But then these same fucking goddamn fucking white men who are reading this right here and feeling guilt, they're the ones going, well, we have to let women have jobs. You know, not all women are like that. Some women are really good in the workplace. Women should have jobs. Yes, let's let them vote too. That'll be a brilliant idea. Women will never vote for socialism. Let's give them political power. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. And this whole idea, letting women have jobs, letting women vote, entirely thought of and implemented by white men. Okay? So I'm not coming here saying that everything a white man thinks of is brilliant just because he's white. I'm not ever going to make that argument. Men are socialized to be aggressive and desensitized. Oh, you mean by their mothers and the public schools, which are run by women? Oh, that's fascinating. They are sent to war. Yeah, they sure are. I notice women don't get sent to war. That must be part of that whole white male privilege, right? The part where you go off and you kill other people and you get killed and you see your friends getting killed so that women can stay back on the home front and have sex with a man who didn't go off to war. They are pressured to be providers. Yeah, because you women are parasites. I mean, women want free shit. That's how men get sex. We have to pay you for it. Of course, we can't just give you the money directly unless you're a sugar baby. I'm sorry, baby of sugar. No, so we have to take you out to dinner and give money to the restaurant so that then you might come home and have sex with us. Now, men are pressured to be providers. No, we shouldn't. You women have your voting, you have your jobs, provide for yourselves. Oh, you can't because there's a wage gap, because you're lazy, because you're too fucking lazy and stupid to even kill yourself. Instead of being encouraged to express and be true to their emotions, men are shamed for doing so. Okay, right now I'm expressing and being true to my emotions. Do you think that in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher would like to encourage what I'm doing right now? If there is anyone out there who is attempting to oppress and suppress men's emotions, if there's anyone out there who's shaming men for expressing themselves, it would be white women from North America. Okay, let me read this sentence again because it gets even funnier, being as this is written by a woman. Remember, what is it women don't have? Including that and that. Right, women also don't have that. But the other thing women don't have, I talk about it all the fucking time. I tell you, women do not possess this. It's coming up. No, not my penis. Hang on. Here we go. You'll hear it in the sentence when it happens. All right, here we go. Instead of being encouraged to express and be true to their emotions, men are shamed for doing so, which prevents them from being self-aware, conscious of their impact, and the creator of their own happiness. A woman is saying that men do not have self-awareness and agency. This is one of the most hilarious fucking things I've seen ever. Sweetheart, men are the only ones who have self-awareness, and not just white men. Men are the only ones with self-awareness and agency. Please shut the fuck up. If you can't feel your own pain, you can't have true empathy for others. No, we have empathy for others, you stupid bitch. We don't need to sit around wallowing in your pain. We have empathy. That empathy gave you electricity. You know how many problems electricity has solved compared to your fucking book? You know how many problems have been solved by empathy as opposed to you and some other feminist getting around together at the coffee shop and drinking soy coffee and talking about how men are oppressing you? Sorry, sweetie, most of the problems that have ever been solved in the history of the human species have been solved by white men. Okay? There's a bunch of brown men. They were fucking killing people, cutting their hearts out so that the sun would shine. Okay? That's a problem when you kill people. Well, if we don't sacrifice people, how is the sun going to not get eaten by the big dragon, right? And then evil white men came along and they shot the stupid brown people who thought you had to sacrifice other humans to make the sun shine. See, that was that we solved that problem. Adolf Hitler tried to solve the Jews. I couldn't help it. I was trying to resist throwing in a Hitler joke, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't resist. We tried to solve that one. Oh, my God. Okay. We still haven't had Hitler in here. I'm shocked. He's got to be coming up. By the way, you're saying, have you read this? I've skimmed over it. I haven't read this word for word. So we are venturing into unknown territory. Kind of like when a woman attempts self-awareness. She ventures into unknown territory. All right, here we go. You can't have blah, blah. Behind it all is trauma that is perpetuated by the very same system of white male supremacy. This is why dismantling white male supremacy will help everyone. You see, dismantling white male supremacy is going to help everyone, including white men, because white men are actually oppressed by their own supremacy. Of course, yes, exactly. White men have all this privilege and get out of jail free, and they never suffer, and they get better opportunities, and their voices dominate the conversation. And so if we dismantle this system, it will benefit them. If white men actually get these get-out-of-jail-free passes, and if we actually get better opportunities, and if our voices actually dominate the conversation, how exactly does dismantling that system benefit us? I'm a little confused here. In-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher, who thinks that there were only 10 suicides in the year 2016. Maybe when in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher wrote that there were only 10 suicides in 2016, maybe she was talking about within her family. This is why dismantling white male supremacy will help everyone of every color, gender, and cultural background. In this age of identity politics, the task at hand is to create a multicultural movement of unity where everyone exercises, and they're not going to exercise things because that takes work. Exercise requires effort. Okay, if you women could exercise, you wouldn't be fat. Where everyone exercises their right to exist. Oh, now we're talking about my favorite word. This is right up there with privilege. Rights. I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry there, Allison Lee Scher, in-demand author and consultant. Maybe I missed it in your book. Could you explain to me exactly what a right is and where it comes from? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Well, you're oddly silent. What is a right and where does it come from? That's what I thought. My favorite is when people say, well, rights come from the Constitution. Oh, so you mean if white men write something on a piece of paper, that makes it real. So you're saying rights come from the Constitution. The Constitution defines the existence of rights. It's written by white men. It's ink on a piece of paper. So I can create rights by just writing on a piece of paper, because I'm a privileged white man, just like the white men who wrote the Constitution, right? And if that is where rights come from, then I hate to break this to you, but there is no right to an abortion in the Constitution. The word abortion does not appear in the Constitution. For that matter, I'm pretty sure the right to exist is not enumerated in the Constitution. Anyhow, let's get back to this. In this age of identity politics, the task at hand is to create a multicultural movement of unity where everyone exercises their right to exist so we can co-create a culture where everyone has the resources to live as a human being with dignity. I want to vomit just reading that sentence. Identity, create, multicultural, movement, unity, right, exist, co-create, culture, resources, dignity. Oh, oh, these words. These words. There's cucks all over the world right now hearing these words. She's right. We have to co-create a culture where everyone has resources. There should just be free resources. Everyone should have resources. All right, moving on. We haven't even turned the page yet. Okay, there's going to be a lot more than fucking one more episode. Because we've done almost two pages. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We have 13 and a half pages to go. Fantastic. Okay, this is making me contemplate suicide. Here we go. Explaining white fragility. This is the new thing. White fragility. See, we white people, like me, the reason I'm responding to all of this the way I'm being triggered. The reason I'm being triggered by all of this is because of white fragility. You see, I'm really fragile. That's why I go to work on time every day, unlike women who can't show up because she was going to show up to work on time, but the pay gap stopped her from getting there. She just wasn't able to make it to work today because of the pay gap, right? This is why when I do a photo shoot or a intend slash plan slash schedule a photo shoot with a model, this is why I show up, but the model flakes out and doesn't even let me know she's not coming because of white fragility. See, this is why in Europe, they invented the steam engine, the hot air balloon, trains, the printing press. Yeah, whereas in Africa, they invented having sex with virgins in order to cure AIDS. Okay, because of white fragility. Explaining white fragility. Quote, I'm white, damn it. Don't shame me for it. Your problems are not of my making. I don't want to hear about them. Unquote. You'll often hear words like these coming from the mouths of white people. No, actually you won't. I'm white. I've never said, don't shame me for it. I've told you that I've called you an idiot. I've told you to go fuck yourself. I've pointed out that as a white man, white men as a group have created everything of value on the planet Earth. I've said, don't shame me for being white. No white man with testosterone has ever said that. Pajama boy, sure. I don't want to hear about your problems. I suppose I have said that one. Because I don't. Go solve your... I mean, if you have all this fucking agency, and if you're so strong and independent and fish bicycle and hear you roar, and if you're so fucking equal to me, go solve your own fucking problems. As a white woman... the woman part is questionable. As a white woman, it took me a while to realize that I'm a member of the race every other race is measured against. Yes, because we're the best. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's why all the other races are measured against us. Because we're the best. In fact, measurements are culturally appropriated from white people and Orientals, because I'm pretty sure that, I don't know, the Aborigines and people on the African continent, they didn't come up with a system of measurement. They didn't come up with the metric system. They didn't come up with the imperial system. China had measurement systems. Europeans had measurement systems. While not all white people are wealthy, whiteness is inexorably linked to the possession and inheritance of property and power in this country. Yes, that's because white people invented private property. In your third world shithole countries, people just steal stuff. Some say that whiteness is somewhat devoid of its own culture other than its inherent privilege. No, you would love that, and that's why there's a giant push to destroy the culture of Europeans and white people descended from Europeans. That's one of the reasons why the multiculturalism and all of this shit, it's whatever day, it's Native American Day, it's fucking Vietnamese Day, it's fucking African Day, right? That's why the leftists are taking all these other cultures, such as they are in some cases, from around the world, and she, and like the Vietnamese, they've done a couple of things. I'm sorry, guys. I understand. Yes, I'm a racist. You know why I'm a racist? Because having sex with 8-year-old virgins to cure AIDS, that's not a fucking culture. That's why there's this giant push to have all of this fucking cultural traditions and stories and garb and everything else from every culture other than European cultures to bring it over here and shove it down everybody's throat is to submerge European culture, which gave us electricity, steam engines, printing press, to submerge that beneath the cultures that gave us having sex with 8-year-old virgins to cure AIDS. There's not much that defines my whiteness except for the fact that I picked the winning lottery ticket that makes it easier for me to get a job, a boyfriend of any race, a house, and an education. No, sweetie, the thing that makes it easy for you to do those things is your vagina, coupled with affirmative action, coupled with beta males. That's where your privilege comes from. All right, it's going to be a long, long fucking path to finishing this book. Happy Friday. Go outside, enjoy the weekend, goddammit.